Box 6444, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A shooting in the Netherlands is being treated as a possible act of terrorism.
The shooting happened on a tram in the city of Utrecht, and the attacker or attackers are believed to be at large. Dutch police say they think one person has been killed, that several more are injured, and that the attack may have had a terrorist motive.
Fox's Simon Owen. President Trump's calling for immediate talks between General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union to reopen a manufacturing plant shut down in Youngstown, Ohio this month. Counselor to the President, Kellyanne Conway.
The urgency the President feels is that he wants the auto companies to continue to stay here and return here.
She was on Fox and Friends this morning. Texas Democrat Beto O'Rourke's campaign announces $6.1 million in donations in the 24 hours after he announced he's running for president. That breaks Bernie Sanders' 24-hour record so far this campaign. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Still storm-free for the next several days. If you are on spring break, you hit the jackpot. Today's sunshine, still a little below average on the temperature, but a nice day, high in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly clear, chilly, overnight low in the upper 60s by dawn on Tuesday. More sun tomorrow, cool, high 63, low tomorrow night 38. Mid-60s Wednesday, flirting with 70 Thursday, 70 or above Friday, and into the 70s Saturday. Still nice. The pollen count remaining in the high range right on through the rest of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. An arrest has been made in a 20-year-old murder case in Dothan. Police say 45-year-old Coley McCraney was arrested Saturday and charged with rape and capital murder in the 1999 deaths of 17-year-olds Tracy Howlett and J.B. Beasley. Ozark police have scheduled a press conference for later today. Cleanup efforts continue in Elmore County after a tornado ripped through the Titus community late last week. EMA officials say more than 40 structures were damaged in Elmore County. And bidders from around the world will be in Montgomery this week for the J.M. Wood Spring Auction. Over 5,000 pieces of construction, forestry, and agriculture equipment are up for auction. Auction officials say some of the equipment will sell for hundreds of thousands of dollars. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online. RileyManningPainting.com.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
I always dreamed of a house full of kids, noisy, happy, and filled with laughter. A home where we connect as a family, one that connects us to the community. Well, thanks to Guardian Credit Union, we got a house. We got our connection. We've put down roots, and we are home.
Hey, Mom, don't take out my room.
Okay, I'm coming.
Connect family with a Guardian home loan. Apply online at myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 912757.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
F. Jackson Campbell sitting by me.
How you doing?
I missed old Jackie.
I mean, you know who I miss is the guy who used to call you Jackie.
All right, Jackie.
Oh, small claims.
Oh, yeah.
R.I.P.
Yeah. And Carolyn's ex, late husband, Mike, used to call me Jackie.
Did he really?
Yeah. Several people call me Jackie.
Jackie.
So does 84, he calls me that.
Yeah? Well, I think he stole it from Small Claims.
Well, 84 had a near miss this weekend.
What does that mean?
Trying to get a corn dog, and the woman said, ain't got none, truck ain't come in.
Really? No. No.
Yes, he texted.
Did you watch any basketball this weekend?
Good for Auburn.
Woo! SEC champions.
They were on fire.
I did not see that go. I did not see that happening going into the SEC tournament. I thought Auburn would be one or two wins and out. They'd not been the hottest team in the league. But yeah, congratulations. Beat a very highly rated
Tennessee
Volunteer team who had bad uniforms in the 80s and never changed them.
Did they beat? I guess Tennessee beat Kentucky.
Yeah, Kentucky was up 8 with 2 minutes to go. That's what we call frittering it away, Jack Campbell.
Well, it was kind of going back and forth a lot of the... I mean, I was...
Well,
if
Auburn
you can
was,
believe, I had basketball on
the Auburn was losing to Florida, you know, two-thirds of the game. Anyway.
Good for old Bruce Pearl. He can finally smile.
Well, and don't you know it was even better beating Tennessee, of all places. They gave him the axe.
You don't like Tennessee?
Well, they canned Bruce Pearl. So you know he probably was happy to beat
Tennessee. Yeah, that's a good little poetic justice.
You know, win your first conference title while you're beating the team who fired you. Kind of makes me wish Indiana had hired him when he called asking for the job. Because they've not exactly beat expectations since they turned him down.
I need to do a shout-out real quick.
Go ahead. I'll shout.
Susie Von Gall Stevenson.
Hi, Susie Von Gall Stevenson.
How you doing? She had knee replacement.
She got new knees? One knee or two?
I think just one.
One's enough.
Well, she's hobbling around. I was at her house Saturday night. Carol and I went over there and ate dinner, and she's a character. But she's all laid up. Taking pain pills, drinking vodka. I mean,
I get a knee replacement?
It's the best setup I ever saw. Now she's getting around really well. Now she and Young were there, and Lucy and...
Jack, I never realized how badly I wanted a knee replacement until right now.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll ever need new knees.
And have a dog almost as annoying as my dog.
No, Jack, don't get carried away.
I know.
That is not true.
My dog's on a muscle relaxer.
Why?
He pulled something playing at daycare. And
is he calm now?
Kind of, yeah.
Is he? Can we keep him on?
Yeah, well, I mean, he slept a lot this weekend because I was supposed to give him two pills every 12 hours, and I did, but he was still himself this morning. He's ready to go. But it's something I never heard of.
Well, it's a dog muscle relaxer.
I don't know. I don't know if it's fit for human consumption or not.
Well, I wouldn't take it.
Well, I, you know, Alice had a couple of tramadol left once, and
methocarbamol.
Yeah, what is it?
Muscle relaxer for dogs and cats. 1-800-PET-MEDS. I just looked it up. 38 cents a tab.
That's funny.
Sounds pretty good. All right, our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Do you have a local item of note? A 50-year-old was arrested Thursday here in, well, it was in Pike Road.
Well,
he's behind bars charged with sexual abuse of a 15-year-old girl. He's 50.
What?
Yeah. School officials, who are mandatory reporters when it comes to abuse of children, informed deputies of the alleged abuse against the girl. They believed it was an isolated incident of sexual abuse that occurred recently. According to court records, the contact... Now, listen to these facts here. The contact occurred at his home on March 11 after 2 a.m. Now, I went back and looked. March 11 is a Monday morning. Sunday night, Monday morning. 2 a.m. on a Monday morning. What the hell kind of facts are those? I mean,
Well,
and then here's the bigger fact. It occurred on Sawtooth Loop, which is around the corner from where we lived for 4 years.
Oh, it's over there?
Yes, like the neighborhood behind where I live now.
Yeah.
It says the case is still under investigation. And then this other fact. Said the victim and the alleged perpetrator here knew each other prior to the alleged sexual abuse. So I don't know if this was a relative.
I wonder, did she sneak out? What's she doing out that time of night?
I'm just wondering all of these facts. Are they relatives? Did they meet online? Do they live in the same neighborhood? You know, did she go over there voluntarily and then tell someone at school about it? And then that's how it got back to the school resource officer or whatever? School official? I guess they don't have school resource officers in Pike Road. We don't have a police department. When are we going to get a police department? And why do we continue to put up the fact that a lobbyist is our mayor? And then, you know, someone pointed something out to me the other day. Not only is he a lobbyist, Gordon Stone, and a mayor, which is illegal.
Listen.
He is the mayor of a school with a K-12 system. Gordon Stone is the mayor of Pike Road. We have a K-12 system. What does Gordon Stone do for a living? Who does he lobby for?
Higher ed.
Higher ed. What's his job? What's the job of higher ed? Lobbyist. To get as much money
possible for the system.
So every dollar he gets on his job is $1 less that Pike Road gets. Right?
Yeah.
The higher the percentage, the more successful he is as a lobbyist, moving a higher and higher percentage of money from the education budget into higher education, is less money available to Pike Road's K-12 system. That is a direct conflict of interest. Not only is Gordon Stone a lobbyist, he's lobbying against his own school system.
Robbing Peter to pay Paul, Baron.
No, it's worse. Just robbing Peter to pay Gordon.
Well,
anyway, I don't have to get off on all that this early. It's Monday.
You know, I'm really tired of this song, Manic Monday.
Really?
Yeah, because it doesn't perk me up.
Does this perk you up?
Not really.
Perks me up. Jack?
It used to be a hot video, though, I think.
It was a really hot video. You watching the Formula One race over the weekend?
Damn it, I forgot to tune in.
It was a good one. Missed a good race. The start was phenomenal. It was clean, and it was phenomenal. So if you weren't there right at 12:10 and you missed the start, you really missed something.
Any wrecks?
Not at the start. You know, a few little incidents here and there, but nothing big. No major. It was a clean race. It was a good race. We'll be back. It's 16 minutes after 9 o'clock. Formula One season back underway. 2 weeks, they'll be in Bahrain.
Happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, we help our members execute missions every day, like Operation...
We really want this house, but we also want a new sofa, a bigger grill, and maybe a hammock in the backyard for a little well-earned R&R.
Or Operation...
We need a new house, but we don't need a down payment.
Apply now for a VA loan with Navy Federal and get the peace of mind that comes with a top VA loan lender. And fast approval, too. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Open to the armed forces, the DOD, veterans, and their families. Insured by NCUA Equal Housing Lender. Certain terms and conditions apply.
We alarm our houses. And we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the updated market report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market, and during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River Region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River Region. Sales will continue to increase this year. This is based on over four decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Tonight.
Not guilty.
He killed two women and got away with it.
A 10-episode event begins.
I have the chance to get justice.
The Fix.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
I didn't know this was the version we were playing. Where's the Barbara Ann? There it is. I got a slow start on that version. All right, guys, 21 minutes after 9 o'clock. I got F. Jackson Campbell back from his hiatus. And, we're having a little good time in here. It's Monday morning. Sometimes a little slow.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. I don't know what the special is this week, but I know it's going to be dynamite. It always is. I always have the special. Always have the special. Even when it, even when it's something I've had before. Just because the specials are special. They only come around every now and then. Get the special one day a week and then go in another day and get something else. It's easy. You go in the first time, you go, give me the special with a salad. Either Caesar, maybe ranch, maybe the champagne vinaigrette. But they're good people over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Really, really dynamite individuals over there. The High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama. The Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. I'll tell you a little bit more about the menu as we get closer to the noon hour. 22 minutes now after 9 o'clock. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you daily on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. An interesting discussion during the break that shall not go over.
Yes. Do you know how when this Boeing 737 MAX 8 went down, two of them went down in Indonesia and then the one... Well, you remember how a lot of people said we're grounding the fleet in our country,
right?
And we didn't initially, the United States,
right.
The news people were going crazy. Oh, all these other developing nation or developed nations are saying that they need to ground the fleet, and we're not doing that in the United States, And all right, so then the Washington Post has a headline over the weekend. After crash, Trump cast himself as Boeing's decider-in-chief. The president took the lead on matters typically left to the FAA.
Right.
So damn if you do.
Right. If you move too fast or you get involved, then you're meddling. But
right.
If you don't, you don't care.
Yeah, right.
You just want people to die.
Anyway, I'm outraged about it.
Speaking of people dying, I've got a little bit of news follow-up on this New Zealand deal. There's some facts about it that are coming to light as time goes on, and I want to talk about that. I also want to talk about what happened in the Netherlands overnight. When was the last time you heard the Netherlands in the news?
Joran van der Sloot.
Van der Sloot or Geert Wilders. Didn't he, wasn't he allegedly racist or something a few years ago? But you never hear about the Netherlands in the news. Never. Ever, ever, ever. I'm not even 100% sure what the Netherlands is. I know it's a country. And I know people call it Holland, but I think Holland's a state in the Netherlands, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong about that. It's just it's just weird to me. I saw this shooting in the Netherlands. I thought, that doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense. They're saying now three people are dead. When I printed this story off an hour ago, the killing total was at one. But here's the story. Dutch police hunt suspect after shooting on tram kills, and I guess three, from Utrecht, Netherlands, according to the AP. That's the dateline here. Dutch police hunting down a suspect after a shooting Monday on a tram in the central city of Utrecht that left one person dead, multiple injured. Again, I think they've jumped it to three. They immediately raised, Jack Campbell, the terror alert for the area to the maximum level and said they're considering the possibility of a terrorist motive in the attack. Dutch military police went on extra alert for Dutch airports and at key buildings in the country as the Utrecht manhunt took place. I have information on what these key buildings were. You want to guess?
You falling apart, Baron?
Well, I keep having to turn my mic off and coughing. I don't know what's going on. Got a frog in my throat, Campbell. You know what some of the key buildings they're protecting right now are?
What?
Mosques. Mosques. I don't know who this is going to turn out to be. But right now, if they run around, I guess after New Zealand, and somebody's on a shooting spree in the Netherlands, and they're locking down mosques and sending police out, not to investigate for the shooter, but to make sure mosques are protected, makes me think that it might be some sort of anti-Muslim sentiment. Apparently, it took place in a heavily Muslim neighborhood. Now, here's why I bring it up. You know what takes place in 2 days? Today is March 18th. Today is March 18th. You know what takes place on March 20th?
What?
The provincial elections in the Netherlands. Netherlands goes to the polls in 2 days to elect 570 new members for the 12 provincial councils. Provinces receive money from the central government to manage nature areas, oversee provincial transport issues, promote the arts and culture. Their most important task is electing 75 members of the Senate. The current coalition government has a slim majority in the current upper house of parliament, but this is certain to disappear when the new Senate is chosen by provincial councilors on May 27th. So on on March 20, 2 days from now, the people who will choose the new Senate will be elected. And then a couple of months later, they'll elect the Senate. Next sentence is very important to what's going on, I think, over the Netherlands. This means the government will have to rely on the help of opposition parties to get controversial legislation approved. You know, I hate to be a conspiracy theorist.
But
we really haven't had a good mass shooting in this country since the election. They all kind of stopped about that time. When was Parkland? Was it after the election? That was the last one I really remember. Yeah, it was this year. It was last year, February 14, 2018. That's probably the only one I really remember.
Las Vegas.
Yeah, that was 2017. But, I mean, it seemed like during the United States presidential election, there was all kinds of crazy stuff going on. I mean, we had a shooter that killed 49 people, and then his dad was on the stage at a Hillary Clinton rally a week later. You remember that? His dad showed up in a bright red hat, like looked like a MAGA hat right behind Hillary Clinton. That was weird. I hate to suggest this, but I see this headline, and I didn't even know this happened. You know, the New Zealand shooter, one of the things he railed about in his manifesto was turkey. Not the lousy poultry, but the country. What?
Your dog's barking.
Downstairs?
Yeah.
I think I stopped that. Is it coming through the microphones? Is that how you heard it? In your ears?
In my ear. No, I heard it outside.
The suspected attacker, this is the New Zealand shooter, who ranted about turkey in his manifesto, is being used by Turkish dictator Erdogan, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who is showing montages of his video to rally Turkish nationals to go out and vote in the elections coming up in a few days. These things seem too planned for me. These things seem too planned for me. Did you know the shooter in New Zealand had been to Turkey for 43 days?
No.
And then ranted about Turkey in his manifesto, and then filmed a 17-minute video that I watched. Unfortunately, I can't get that out of my head. A 17-minute video of him shooting Muslims that is now being broadcast in Turkey and used as election propaganda. This seems a little too convenient for me. A lot of this stuff seems too convenient, too timed to influence elections.
That stuff was public?
Yeah, they've taken it down. And most you can still see it.
I don't want to see it. I don't look at stuff like that.
Taking it down. It's gruesome.
Disturbing.
It's really, really gruesome. 31 minutes after 9 o'clock. Who's this?
It's David.
Hey, David.
How about bow tie?
How about it? Yeah, I mean, you know, he took the lead on turn one and then checked out. I forgot he was racing until the end when he set the fastest lap.
No kidding. He looked good, that's for sure.
Yeah. Hey, you know, and we learned something else over the weekend.
What's that?
Ferrari's strategy can be so bad it can mess up not only his race, not only Vettel's race, but also Hamilton's race.
Yeah, really. Do you watch any of the IMSA race?
Yeah, I watched a little bit. Yeah, I watched that, and I watched the WEC race the day before.
Yeah. They were both pretty good.
They were both very good.
Hey, a friend of mine did an interesting post on Facebook this morning. He's a law officer up in Missouri.
Uh-huh.
And posted a story. I didn't see where he got it from. I think it was maybe Breitbart, where in the last year in Nigeria, nearly 6,000 Christians have been murdered by Muslims.
Yeah.
And you haven't heard a thing about it, have you?
No, I think someone posted a story that last week, like 160 Christians were murdered by Muslims.
They were.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
sure were.
It was like a school or orphanage or, you know, some village.
Isn't it amazing how you have to look to alternative or foreign news agencies to get that information? You'll never hear it from the mainstream news in America.
Globalists don't like Christians. We've covered that on this program. Globalists don't like Christians, and globalists do like Muslims. And so they're always
Absolutely.
Looking for Muslim sympathy. You know why? If you're a regular listener, I don't want to insult your intelligence or your listening comprehension skills. But it's simple. Christians believe in individualism.
Yep.
Christians believe that I, as a Christian, as a baptized believer of Christ, have been filially adopted into the family of God.
Mm-hmm.
Right. When I realize that my hope is tied to the fact that I am a child of the Most High, and that I will live with Him in love forever, I'm harder to control than if I believe my God is a slave driver and I have to take orders from Him and do exactly as He says.
Yep.
And He doesn't love me. And He never will love me. And there's no family relationship. It's master-slave.
Yeah, it's compensatory.
Yeah, and that's the difference. And the globalists look out and say, oh, we can use this because we'll just infiltrate Islam, and then we'll tell them that they have to go and carry out our wishes, that God wants them to do our bidding.
Sure.
That's exactly what they're doing. That's why they're shooting people. That's why they're shooting people at Pulse nightclub. That's why they're running over people in trucks in Nice, France. That's why they're running into buildings in the United States. That's why they're doing this. The globalists have infiltrated it. Muslims were not always this way. They had a violent start,
mm-hmm.
and then they had a peaceful millennium.
Yeah.
Until the globalists thought, hey, wait a minute, I can use these people.
Sure, yeah. They're ends to the means.
Yeah.
So they've
been radicalized. But they've been radicalized by leadership who is doing the bidding of other people. I'm convinced of it. I've never been more convinced of anything.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, David. He was right, though. That man Bottas had a great drive. You should have watched it, Jack.
I wouldn't have understood it.
You would have. You understand fast is better than slow, right?
Yeah, I do.
And if you're ahead, you're not behind. You would have gotten it. All right, 272-9228, 35 minutes after 9 o'clock. More Jack Campbell, more Baron Coleman after this.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Have what it takes to beat the chicken at tic-tac-toe?
What the clock?
Then come into Wind Creek Montgomery Sundays through Thursdays, now through March 30th. Earn 100 base points, and you'll get to battle the chicken for a chance at $250 cash. Your entries will also qualify you for the grand prize drawing on March 30th, when you could win a share of $25,000 cash. So don't be a chicken. Come in and beat the chicken. Only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
What the clock?
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer, owner of AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. You've probably heard or seen one of the numerous commercials for Custom Ink and Vistaprint proclaiming the services they provide in the custom apparel and promotional product market. Well, did you know that you have a local company that can claim the same expertise and product options with some added benefit? Ordering online from these national companies can be risky. Receiving your order in the wrong color with poor print quality, or after your target deadline, we create a nightmare scenario for your business, school, or organization. By calling AKD, you can eliminate those risks and unpleasant surprises and make AKD your local one-stop shop for custom decorated apparel and promotions. So next time, don't press your luck. Call on the local experts at AKD. With two convenient locations, you can reach us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or find us online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
How about a week in the middle of March with no rain and no storms? That's very rare. Today, sunshine. Still a little cool for this time of the year with a high temperature in the middle 60s. Mostly clear, chilly tonight. Overnight low temperature in the upper 30s by dawn on Tuesday morning. Tomorrow, more sun, cool, high 63. Low tomorrow night, 38. Wednesday, middle 60s. Thursday, I think we'll be near 70. Friday, we'll be 70 or above. And into the 70s Saturday, and still nice weather. The pollen count remains very high right on through the end of the week, unfortunately. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Guys, 20 minutes to the top of the hour. I got a traffic update. If you're on 65 South, get the hell off of it.
From where to where?
Well, it's south of town, or it's south of the interchange, and south of Fairview. Just on the other side of the 80 exit. That would be the exit, that, or just on this side, I guess.
The airport exit.
The airport exit. Yeah, so the boulevard may be your last chance to get off, and it may be backing up before the boulevard. You may want to get off at Fairview and get on 31 and go around to Hope Hole and get back on by Hyundai and go 65 that way. It doesn't look like it's impacting the northbound travel lanes, but the southbound lanes are backing up quickly. It is an accident with injuries, ambulance, and police on scene. So I'm having trouble finding out if there's a lane clear going through or if they've shut down all lanes of travel. But either way, I would not want to be on 65 South. South of the 85 interchange. If so, try to find a way around it. Man, hang on. I can't quit coughing today, Campbell. That pollen's bad. I heard Rich Thomas
talking. I know, and the other day after the rain, I don't know what day it was. Maybe it was Friday or Saturday, and it had rained. And I went out, and my truck, my hood was yellow.
Yeah.
It's like, would think the rain would knock it out, you know.
I've been getting my car washed about every day or two. I got one of those little monthly subscriptions where you just show up whenever you want, and they wash your car. It's not a bad little deal. You know, you can get it 5 days a week if you want. Rolling around clean all the time. But, yeah, I mean, it's, you can't see out the windshield. It's just a yellow cake. I feel like I'm in a uranium field. I feel like Hillary Clinton has sold all the uranium to pine trees in Montgomery. That's a reference to yellow cake uranium.
Yellow.
Yeah. ASC Credit Union, that's a reference to 90-day no-pay. That's how you drive here in the River Region. If you drive well, you know about the 90-day no-pay. So ASC Credit Union, on the web, yourasecu.com. yourasecu.com. Yeah, yourasecu.com. That's hard to read. Alabama state employees for years have known that's the place to do their banking. Well, they opened it up to everybody who lives around here, not just state employees. So all you got to do is live around here. I'm not a state employee. I can bank or do my banking at ASE Credit Union. Bank is a four-letter word. I shouldn't use that. Bank is a four-letter word. You don't have to go to a bank. You can go to a credit union where they cater to members and they have things like 90-day no-pay. You get a car loan and you don't pay your first bill for 90 days. 90 days. ASE Credit Union, on the web, yourasecu.com. 9 locations right here around the River Region and 5,000 co-op locations around the country. It's incredible. I still marvel at that number, 5,000. 5,000. I'm going to go ahead and say it's 5,001. They probably added a location somewhere. I'm going to certify it thusly. 5,001 co-op locations around the country. Our number, 272. I'll tell you something that happened one time. I was at my account. This was years ago. I was at my accountant, and there was a certain deduction we were taking. I don't remember what it was. And we added, it might have been like mileage or something. We added it all up, and the total number of miles traveled that year for work was like 3,000. Exactly. And he said, you can't put 3,000. Put like 2,991. I was like, why? I traveled 3,000. I want my extra credit for those 9 more miles. He said, no, that's going to throw up a red flag. It's going to look like you just rounded off. I said, I keep a detailed log. I have a log, pen and paper, in my car, in the glove compartment. Every time I go for work, I write it down, starting mileage, ending mileage, what date it was, you know. I can prove it. He said, you don't want the hassle. Just put 2,991 and get over it. I was like, all right, fine.
What You're an you? Argumentative bastard.
Well, I wanted my deduction on the 9 extra miles. It was like $4.50. $4, $4.50. Taxes on that. I mean, you know, save a buck and a half, $2. Anyway, our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. So people think when I say 5,000 co-op locations that I'm rounding it off. I think there literally were 5,000 for a while. New Zealand is threatening 10 years. Guys, be thankful you live in the United States. I know we have our share of problems, and we have globalists that control everything, and we have Hillary Clinton, you know, authorizing the sale of 20% of our uranium to the Russians, and we have the Clintons giving nuclear technology to the Chinese and the North Koreans. I understand all of that. I get it. Trust me, I get it. We have problems, right?
Yes.
But be thankful you don't live in New Zealand. I hear people all the time, if the country ever goes to pot, I move into New Zealand. I don't know where that got started. New Zealand is basically a dictatorship. They are threatening 10 years in prison for merely possessing the mosque shooting video. I have that video. I have that video. I don't recommend you watch it because it's gross. But I don't think anybody should serve 10 years in prison for possessing a video of someone shooting people. Web hosts have been warned. The website Dissenter has been banned. You'll also, corporations will face an additional $200,000 fine under the same law. If you share the video in New Zealand, you get 14 years in prison. You guys realize how lucky we are as Americans to have free speech? Freedom of religion.
We wouldn't be on these airwaves.
Oh, hell no, they wouldn't let someone like us on the air in New Zealand. You move to New Zealand, you won't have any quality talk radio.
You might have something like NPR.
NPR is really bad.
They might talk like this, and they talk softly, and they'll all have interesting names. You can't go on NPR unless you have a weird name. Your good name has to be Kai Rizdahl.
Renee Mundane.
You can't be Steve Smith and be on NPR.
You could be Terry Groves.
Terry Groves.
Sound like
hi, this is Terry Groves.
Sounds like she has lung cancer and emphysema. I don't know. I mean, I I just look out there and think, you know, the United States has its problems, but I can't think of a better option. Certainly not New Zealand. I don't even know why people say that, because they filmed some movie over there? Didn't they film the Hobbit over there or something?
I don't have any idea.
I think they did. One of those. It wasn't a Hobbit. It was one of those movies, though. With short people? What am I thinking of? Not trolls. What are they called? Elves, maybe?
No, something like that.
I read the books. The Tolkien novels. What are they called? Lord of the Rings. Didn't they film Lord of the Rings over there?
I don't know.
You'll have to ask Terry Gross.
We'll be back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer. Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station.
Caravina Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravinavillage.com today.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, we help our members execute missions every day, like Operation...
We really want this house, but we also want a new sofa, a bigger grill, and maybe a hammock in the backyard for a little well-earned R&R.
Or Operation...
We need a new house, but we don't need a down payment.
Apply now for a VA loan with Navy Federal and get the peace of mind that comes with a top VA loan lender. And fast approval, too. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Open to the armed forces, the DOD, veterans, and their families. Insured by NCUA Equal Housing Lender. Certain terms and conditions apply.
We alarm our houses. And we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Steve Miller Band is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone.
Go on, take the money and run.
Tune in to the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win pairs of tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Impact on March 21st.
Some people call me the Space Cowboy. Yeah.
tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center March 21st from News Talk 93.1. The River Region's 24-hour News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
To the top of the hour. I have one F. Jackson Campbell in the studio.
How you darn disgruntled me.
Why are you disgruntled, Campbell? I am Baron Coleman, and I am not disgruntled, nor cantankerous, nor crotchety.
I don't know who the traffic engineer is in this town.
Yeah, well.
But it's, there's not, nothing's in sync.
Well, you're just now realizing
No,
it?
But I, McGee Road, of course, McGee Road is like Pothole City. I mean, it's the that and Zelda Road are the, and I, you
what
know,
part of McGee?
All right, I'm talking about from
like by as you go closer into town, or
no, from about Fieldcrest South.
Okay, yeah,
in front of the mall, the old mall, yeah. In front of Bishop Park.
Pretty lousy. You're right.
All right, so you get to that light right there, and I'm going south every morning.
Well, Jack, it's going to be paved in gold soon. We just passed the gas tax.
Yeah, right. And so at Southern Boulevard, the light turns green. I'm like number three in line. I go, bam, I'm stopped at the next light at Trenum or Patterson Tech or whatever the hell they call it. That light stops. Finally turns green. I get stopped at Virginia Loop Road. And that light is eternal because of all the people. It took me 5 minutes to get from McGee Road to Virginia Loop Road.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I agree. Shouldn't happen.
You know, the lights ought to be synchronized.
Yeah. Traffic ought to move on these main arteries through town. They ought to move quickly. And they ought to be set so that you do move quickly. Real quickly, before we get into that issue and others, I want to tell everybody, Troop Booth is closed this week over at Heirloom Jewelers. He's on a buying spree. So he's going to come back next Tuesday, and he's going to have so much stuff in his hands. He's going to have to put it in all his cases. It's going to be beautiful. If you hadn't been by there in a while, it'll be a great time to go next week. Be looking. You got a whole week now to ransack your jewelry drawer, your jewelry boxes, your jewelry closet, depending on how much jewelry you have, your jewelry side house, and find the stuff you're not wearing anymore. Make sure you get it out of the closets, out of the box, out of the drawer, out of the whatever, and you get it over to Heirloom Jewelers. He's on Vaughn Road just east of Bell Road. You got a week. Don't take it this week. He's not there. He'll be back next week, though. Back to his regular hours. Back from his jewelry buying binge. And he shops some really, really fancy sales. Places like Miami and New York and L.A. and Chicago. He goes to some really upscale places and shops the jewelry sales and brings it all back here and puts it out at the best price imaginable. You can't even, it'll blow your mind if you look at some of the prices he has. So, Troop Booth, Heirloom Jewelers, when you get the opportunity, slide by there. Tell them we said hey while you're in there. That's 5 minutes now to the top of the hour. What were we talking about? Traffic lights?
Or something? Yeah, I mean, it's just...
Well, I hope, and I'll be disappointed if it doesn't happen. We better have the most beautiful roads I've ever seen. And they better happen in like the next 3 or 4 years. Every road in Alabama better be blacktopped and paved.
I'm with you.
Because I was told that's what would happen. I was sold. I mean, this legislature has 4 years together. The first day, the first thing they did, the first vote they took was to raise my taxes. And they better show me some good roads because I was told it's because of how lousy our roads were. We were going to fix all that. We were going to get the roads we deserve. And so if a road like McGee, which is an important artery, now I know it goes through black neighborhoods and our mostly white legislature and Department of Transportation doesn't like paving black neighborhoods. But at some point they need to.
At some point, they need to. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. That's going to step on somebody's toes over there.
What?
That they don't like paving black neighborhoods, but it's true. You live in a black neighborhood, your roads are substantially worse than if you live in a white neighborhood. They are.
I didn't say anything.
You rolled your eyes at me.
I don't know if I believe what you just said. How often do you ride through black neighborhoods?
All the time. I live in Montgomery. What are you talking about? I mean, if I didn't, I'd be confined to like one square block. I'm just telling you, when you got a state highway going through a white area town, it looks better than it does when it goes through the black area town. And I'm expecting all that to change with our new gas tax money.
Have you ridden on Zelda Road?
Yeah.
I mean, it'll knock your car out of line.
Well, but they're supposedly that's coming up soon. That's not a state highway, though.
I know that. I know that.
That's a city road. But supposedly that's about to change. Zelda, I think, they said next year or the year after. But they had to redesign
it. By then, it'll be a dirt road.
Well, they had to totally redesign the whole place. You know, Alabama is so great. We were taking highways and carving them back into gravel a few years ago because we couldn't afford to keep the roads up. We talked about it on this program. There was like a four-lane road that was great. I drove one time on a four-lane dirt road in Alabama. I think it was in Choctaw County or Washington County. It was down there somewhere in southwest Alabama. It's like Highway 10, maybe. I don't know why that's, or right off of 10. But I got on, I was following my map system on my, it was a BlackBerry at the time. I was following the map on the BlackBerry back, it was like 07, 08-ish. It's maybe 06, 07, 08, somewhere in there. And it turned me right on a four-lane highway, and I was like, this is a dirt road. And it went for miles like that. That was bizarre. That was one of the most bizarre experiences I've ever had. So I'm hoping all that stuff is paved in pretty beautiful blacktop, and it looks so perfect. That's what I'm hoping. Because I read Wes Allen's editorial at altoday.com, and he assured me that was the only vote they could take.
Why?
Because other than that, the headline was gas tax best of three options presented. So the only three options they gave them were do nothing, raise taxes, or borrow the money. Only three options. And apparently raising taxes in perpetuity so that they went up guaranteed every 2 years for the rest of eternity was one of the only options. There's no other way to raise revenue. You can't raise property taxes. Not in Alabama. You can't do anything at all except raise the gas tax. A tax that by all accounts is going, collections are going down every year. Do you even know, did anyone even say how much money they raise in gas taxes annually in Alabama? I have an idea. It's got to be close to $1 billion. Just based on the numbers. Because they were saying $300 million from a 10-cent increase. And they already take 18%, 18 cents. So that would be close to $1 billion. I would think. Doesn't that math add up?
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. My man Riley Manning just wants to paint your house. He would not. We need to put Riley in charge of the legislature, in charge of budgeting in the Department of Transportation, maybe the governor's office. He wouldn't paint over stuff because he fixes the root of the problem. Now, he does paint and make it look pretty, but when he comes across a problem, he doesn't paint over it. He fixes the underlying problem. That way your house doesn't rot from the outside in. That way your eaves don't rot. Your door jams don't rot. If he finds rotten wood, he replaces it. Gets a carpenter out there. Gets